Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mill. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to another inspiring episode of Winning Every Day, the devotional that helps you start your day with faith, focus, and power. I'm so glad you've tuned in today. Wherever you are listening from, whether you're just waking up, preparing breakfast, or just settling into your morning routine, I want you to know this. God has something special for you today. Our topic today is one that every believer must face daily: winning the battle of the mind. And our Bible text is from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let me begin with a story I read some years ago in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Covey tells of a morning he rode the subway in New York. People were calm, reading newspapers, lost in thought, until a man entered with his children. The kids were loud, running up and down, disturbing everyone. After a few minutes, Covey, irritated, asked the man if he could control his kids. The father sighed and said, "I'm sorry. We just came from the hospital where their mother died an hour ago. I guess they don't know how to handle it, and honestly, neither do I." Covey said, "In that instant, everything changed. My irritation vanished. My heart opened with compassion. Nothing around me changed, only my mind did. That's the power of the mind. It shapes how we see life, how we respond, and how we live." Child of God, the greatest battles you'll ever fight are not out there in the world. They're inside your mind. That's why Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." If the enemy can control your thoughts, he can control your life. But if you allow God to renew your mind, then your thoughts, your emotions, your words, and your destiny begin to align with his purpose. Now, let me ask you this: what dominates your thoughts daily? Is it fear, worry, or guilt? Or is it hope, faith, and gratitude? Because what you think about consistently is what you eventually become. And here's a word of encouragement: you can change your life by changing your thoughts. You don't have to be a victim of negative thinking. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Whatever things are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Maybe you've been struggling with self-doubt, hearing voices in your mind saying, "You're not good enough, you can't make it, or you've failed too many times." But today, let me remind you, those are lies from the pit of hell. God says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, "For I know the thoughts I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. His thoughts toward you are good." So when the devil whispers defeat, whisper back scripture. When fear says, "You can't," faith should answer, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." That's how you win the battle of the mind, not by silence, but by speaking God's truth out loud. Take a moment and ask yourself, "What are the thoughts I've allowed to shape my life lately? Are they building me or breaking me down?" Here's your reflection for today. Your mind is a garden. What you plant in it determines what grows in your life. And your action point: feed your mind with God's word daily. Replace every negative thought with a scripture that speaks life. If you feel anxious, read Philippians 4 verse 6 to 7. If you feel weak, meditate on Isaiah 40 verse 31. If you feel unworthy, declare Romans 8 verse 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." Do this every day, and you'll begin to notice a change in how you see yourself and your world. Now, as we round off, let's make today's confession of faith together. Are you ready? Say this with me: "Today, my mind is renewed by the word of God. I refuse negative thoughts. I choose peace, joy, and faith. I am victorious, confident, and full of purpose. My mind aligns with God's truth, and I win every battle within me. in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. Lord, we ask that you renew our minds and fill us with your peace. Silence every voice of fear, doubt, and defeat. Let our thoughts be aligned with your truth and our hearts stay anchored in faith. As my listener steps out today, let victory follow them. Let their minds stay strong, focused, and positive, because with you, Lord, we are more than conquerors. We are favored and blessed today. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today on this podcast. If this message blessed you, please share it with someone, a friend, a colleague, a loved one. You never know who needs to hear a word of encouragement this morning. Don't forget to subscribe and join us again tomorrow for another life-changing devotional on winning every day. Until then, keep your mind strong, your heart full, and your faith alive, because every day with Jesus is a day to win. This is Winning Every Day. See you next time.
You are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.